You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Everyone, a very warm welcome back to the Daily Racing Podcast, brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Friday's edition of the podcast. Don't forget you can join the team on Racing Radio. It's Ross Bridie, Gary Caperell and Craig Forsyth from 1:10 p.m. on Friday. Got Kempton, Bangor and Southwell in the afternoon, Chelmsford and Dundalk on Friday evening. So five meetings to get your teeth stuck into, including that Kempton card, which we're going to preview a little bit later on in the podcast. Myself, Sam Norris, joined on this edition by Chris Pimlott to take a look. Pimus, how are you?
Very well indeed, thank you, Sam. Very well indeed. Enjoying the little bit of winter sunshine that we're getting, because if the forecast is right, it's not going to be too joyous come the weekend, is it?
No, absolutely. But it's been all right the last couple of days, and I suppose you'll be an early starter every morning in the yard, Pimus. Have you noticed that it's getting a little bit lighter?
Oh, most certainly. At both ends of the day, it's getting better. Certainly, morning and night. So. Not a bad time of year, actually. Just makes you feel that little bit better. We've got the snowdrops coming out. You've got the crocuses on the way out. Yeah, it's a time where we're just turning the corner, aren't we? And having our thoughts to bigger and better things.
We're going to be talking Kempton a little bit later on in the podcast in terms of Friday's racing. But breaking news sort of Wednesday night, Thursday morning is that Kempton has a racetrack. The future has been secured, Pimmers. There was obviously a lot of question over the last year or so with the impending housing project there, what that would mean for racing at the track going forward. But it seems as though Kempton's racing future has been safeguarded for the time being, which is a welcome bit of good news this week.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I mean, it's all positive. Obviously, you can understand where the Jockey Club were coming through in the first place, that we need some revenue, we need some funds, we need to sell off some assets. But hopefully they're going to sell off some assets that'll bring some money back into the pot, but not lose such a good racetrack as Kempton. So more than likely, a nice compromise has been met, which is unusual, isn't it?
Mm, yeah, absolutely. We don't get a nice middle ground very often, do
we? No. So, yeah, fair play. And just reading that Sandy Dudgeon, who is their head of the Jockey Club, a senior steward of the Jockey Club, he used to be at the Dickinsons, in the 80s, yeah.
Okay.
He used to ride a very good horse called Peter Sandy.
Right.
He was a real dour stayer, and he had one or two other decent horses that I think his family owned as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so there you go, a little bit. You know, he wouldn't remember me, would he?
Well, possibly. You're not the kind of bloke someone forgets after they've met you.
But now he's in the higher echelons of the BHA.
True, yeah. He wouldn't like to admit that.
Exactly. He might just step over the other side of the street if he saw Pimmers coming down Holborn Road or wherever.
I don't think anyone would blame him particularly for that. Speaking of decent horses, I gather Stable Star at Team Pimlott is back out this weekend. Do you hello Tornado?
Excuse me, one of the Stable Stars.
Well, of course.
Goodness gracious me, let's not be singular.
An illustrious
in that
string
star.
Of Stable Stars.
Indeed.
Do you hello Tornado was a big flag bearer for you, obviously, a season ago, got injured, but makes his return this weekend. All is well with the horse?
Yeah, all is well, yeah. We took him away to Southall last week to give him a little change of scenery, a little canter around, which he really enjoyed and brightened him up a little bit. I watched him school yesterday, school very well. So fingers crossed, all roads lead to Duncan Park in Helmsley on Sunday for him. Forecast not looking fab, that'll be the bit of an issue. And I know this sounds silly after such a wet winter, but we don't really want it to dry out too much more for him either.
Right.
So a few little question marks, but he's keen to go, he's ready to go, and fingers crossed everything's okay with that leg that he injured. I've got to say a big thank you to his owners, actually, because they've been very, very patient with him.
Yeah.
But he is a good horse, and if we can get him back to anything like he was, who knows, if we can get a run into him at the weekend, we might just look towards the Cheltenham Festival for him, for the Fox Hunters, because I think that trip will suit him down to the ground. He ran there the last time he ever saw a race course on ground that was far too quick for him. But yeah, yeah, it's a day-by-day thing with him, but we're heading the right way.
Oh, good. Good stuff. And other news from the yard, I suppose. I saw you'd finally given the title of Ragamuffin to another horse in recent weeks, and that was a winner for you. Of course, the first winner you ever rode.
Yeah,
And his namesake was a winner for you as well.
Oh, yeah, it was all good. We thought it'd be a bit of crack naming him that. He wasn't very big. That was his issue, really.
Right, okay.
But he got the job done nicely in a point-to-point bumper. And then he sold at the Cheltenham sale a week later for 20 grand, which would be about right for him, really.
Right, okay.
Because of his size. If he'd been 2 or 3 inches bigger, then he'd have been worthy of a lot more. But he's gone to a good trainer in the shape of Neil Mulholland, so fingers crossed he continues to go forward.
Good stuff. Anything else you can tell us before we move on to tackle Friday's racing?
Not really, no. I think it's a little bit of an interim period now. I think the old weather gets a bit iffy at this time of year. Again, just Ben Curtis absolutely flying along. He's having a phenomenal time of it at the moment. He seems to be definitely the flat jockey to go to at the minute as well. So, he's flying high. But in general, I think we just paddle away. I don't personally want to get too involved with Cheltenham yet.
Yep, okay. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, as you say, it's well worth giving Ben Curtis the credit that he's deserved, the plaudits that he's built up over the course of the winter. And he's an incredible when you ride him, winners like he has been. Then all of a sudden, everyone wants to book you. You're getting on all the best horses.
That's right. I mean, he's racing off a 21% strike rate, 75 winners from 352 rides. Unbelievable, really. Unbelievable. Mm. Also unbelievable that this goes from the 22nd of October 2019, so we're only just into February, so October, November, December, January, 4 months, and he's had 352 rides.
Blimey.
That's going some, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
Yeah, that is going some. He'll be as fit as the proverbial butcher's dog, that's for sure.
Yeah. When does the All-Weather Championship season finish, Pimmers?
April the 10th. Okay. That'll be on the
Good Friday meeting, of course it will, That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Indeed. So, he's well done to him.
Let's have a look at some of Friday's racing now, then. We've got a couple of races at Kempton picked out that Pimmers is going to, fingers crossed, give us the winner of, starting with the 225. This is a novice's limited handicap chase over 2.25 miles, and we're betting on this one already as well.
Oh, good.
On the slopes, 5-2 market leader. Celtic Joy is 7-2. Not That Fuise is 7-2. It's 4-1 then for Jabotikaba. Big Chief Benny is 6-1. Armest is 9-1. And Brave Dancing is the outsider at 22-1. Nice competitive little race this, Pimmers. What have you landed on?
Very competitive. Thought it was interesting. What struck me basically was not a lot of these have won recently. I think that's what swayed me into my selection, because Not That Fuse's Tough Consistent ran well enough when beaten 24.5 lengths behind Warthog. That was at Cheltenham back in December on the slopes. Very tough, very consistent. I was surprised to see him being favourite because, as I say, he knocks on the door. Door doesn't always open for him. Dancing Brave's obviously been out of, Brave Dancing. If it was Dancing Brave, it might be a bit shorter than that, mightn't it? But Brave Dancing, the outsider has in shown very little so far this season. But I'm going to take a chance with Celtic Joy here, simply because he is a C&D winner in the past. I thought he ran well enough behind Sammy Bill last time out, and prior to that, he was a winner here. Good thing about Celtic Joy's connections are Emma Lavelle's in great form.
Yep.
She's off at about a 17% strike rate. And Adam Wedge seems to be, at the best of his game he's ever been, to be perfectly honest. He's on 59 winners for the season. He's in the top 10 of the jockeys. So, he's flying high. His confidence is good. He's always been a capable pilot. But again, this seems to be his year of coming of age. So I think we've got a good combination there in them two as well. So Celtic Joy it will be for me.
Okay, Celtic Joy in that 2.25. Then just over an hour later, we have the 3.30. We're going over slightly further this time, 3 miles for a handicap chase this time around. No betting as we record for this race. But again, a nice little heat here, Pimmers.
It is very, very competitive, isn't it? 11 have been declared. Sometimes I have like a little coincidence bet.
Right,
know what I mean? There's a couple in there that I thought could be coincidence bets. So I don't know. You might be able to get one of them, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure you get the other one.
Okay.
Because there's a little story behind the other one.
Right, okay.
I don't know. Brought before lunch?
No, we haven't. We've never done anything like that. No.
You never started drinking before lunch, anything like that.
Well, not when I'm at Hills.
No.
Most other days I do. Yeah, but
at least when you're here, you wait till after lunch.
Of course I do. Cheers.
I don't know. Fixed rate. You got to.
I suppose you could do that if you were taking out a mortgage or a loan or something like that. But you're not going down that road. No.
Another stowaway.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Right, okay.
That's one of them.
Okay, go on. Put me out of my misery. Tell
we had a horse running in France a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
and
yes.
Bringing the horse back, there was a few issues trying to get on the ferry with the wind and one thing and another. So the two boys that are with the horse think, right, while they're waiting in the queue for the ferry, we'll go and get a bit of lunch.
Yep.
Off they go, come back, jump in the cab, turn the engine on, turn the CCTV on. Six stowaways in the back.
I did see this on Twitter, actually. Yeah.
Six stowaways. So Google, nearest police station.
Yep.
Off they went.
Right.
Dropped them off the police, and all the police were said, off you go, boys.
Really?
Yeah. We have enough of you.
Blimey.
So, yeah, so another stowaway's definitely got to be
one
for my coincidence bet. And the other one is touch kick, obviously, with the Six Nations.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I was trying to think too deeply.
Oh, don't do that, Sam. Yeah, exactly. You should know that it's only very skin deep.
I missed the obvious one.
Well, of course. So I'm going to take those two against the field. Touch kick has been in good form. I'm well in defeat, I thought, behind finger on the switch last time at Kempton. And as I say, the same to another stowaway who, again, ran plenty well enough in defeat when finishing second behind Dragon Destroval at Ludlow. That was over 3 mile two, back to 3 mile tomorrow. Might just suit him.
Beautiful stuff.
Yeah, just wanted to say as well, it's just like I'm an animal in the zoo because my presenter and fellow pundit are looking into Studio 69 as if to say, get the hell out of her, Pimmers. We need to be on. We need to be previewing Thursday's racing.
Yeah, for anyone who doesn't know, we're recording this just before we go live on Thursday's show, and Craig Forsyth and Ross Briley have got their noses pinned up against the window.
Goodness gracious me. I feel like something in Chester Zoo or somewhere. You know what I mean?
They just want to see a master.
A rum going on, that's for sure.
And you were even searching horses on the Racing Post app on your phone earlier on.
Yeah, that's getting really good, isn't it?
You've really got it all now.
Well, I'm getting there. It's a slow process, but I'm getting there. Yeah.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Pimmers, for the selections there on Kempton's card, which is coming up, of course, on Friday. And you can join Ross Briley, Gary Capel and Craig Forsyth for all of the action. Pimmers, thank you very much for that. And
my pleasure.
It. Cheers.
Oh, the other thing is, I'd just like to say before we go, a very happy birthday to our esteemed colleague, John Budden. The good Lord himself, 81 today.
Blimey.
Happy days.
Well played. Happy birthday to you, John. Thank you very much, Pimmers. And we'll speak again soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.